For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today I want to share a message inspired by the wisdom found in Proverbs 17:28, which states, "Even fools are thought wise when they keep silent. With their mouths shut, they seem intelligent in a world filled with noise and constant chatter." God calls us to embrace the virtue of silence. My friends, as usual, stay with me and leave your comment with amen. May God bless you, and we will also pray a powerful prayer in the mighty name of Jesus together. Silence is a powerful tool that not only reflects wisdom, but also protects our dreams and aspirations. As we navigate through life, we must recognize the importance of discerning when to speak and when to keep silent, as emphasized by Jesus in Matthew 10:16, where he instructs us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. The reality of this world, my dear brothers and sisters, is that it can be a ruthless and unforgiving place. The Bible, in Psalm 23, assures us that the Lord is our shepherd, guiding us through the valleys and preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies. However, it does not promise the absence of enemies. In John 15:19-20, Jesus reminds us that the world may hate us because we are not of the world. Even our Lord Jesus Christ, who lived a perfect and selfless life, faced opposition and enemies. This brings us to a crucial point. Not everyone will appreciate or support you, no matter how good your intentions are. The Bible acknowledges the existence of enemies in our lives. Therefore, we must exercise caution in our interactions and be mindful of the information we share, especially regarding our dreams and aspirations. The heart of man is deceitful, and not everyone who crosses our path has our best interests at heart. The story of Joseph serves as a powerful illustration of the importance of guarded silence. Joseph, in Genesis 37, made the mistake of sharing his dreams with the wrong people, his brothers. The envy and resentment his dreams stirred up led to great adversity in his life. It was a lack of wisdom rooted in pride. In our own lives, we must recognize that not everyone needs to know our plans and dreams. We should work on our dreams in silence, avoiding unnecessary hostilities and confrontations. Proverbs 4:23 reminds us that the heart is deceitful, and not everyone can be trusted with our aspirations. Mary, the mother of Jesus, kept her experiences to herself, allowing the Lord to work in his time. In Luke 2:19, we read that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. This discretion played a crucial role in the unfolding of God's plan. In our relationships, marriages, and personal endeavors, let us be wise in our words and actions. Colossians 4:6 encourages us to let our speech be seasoned with grace and salt. Guided by the Holy Spirit, our words matter to God, and we will be held accountable for what we say. As we strive to be more like Jesus, let us embrace the power of silence, guarding our dreams and choosing our words wisely. Speak words of edification, encouragement, and kindness, for in doing so, we honor God and reflect the character of Christ. Our words, dear brothers and sisters, have the power to shape our destinies and influence the world around us. In Proverbs 18:21, we are reminded that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Our tongues can be instruments of blessing or instruments of destruction. It is crucial to recognize the weight our words.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Words carry and the impact they can have on the lives of others. Jesus, in Luke 6:45, teaches us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The words we utter reveal the condition of our hearts. If our hearts are filled with love, compassion, and grace, our words will reflect those virtues. However, a heart tainted with bitterness, envy, or malice will produce words that harm and wound. As followers of Christ, we are called to be intentional about the words we speak. The Apostle Paul, in Colossians 4:6, urges us to let our speech be seasoned with grace and salt, illustrating the importance of bringing a flavor of kindness and wisdom to our conversations. Our goal should be to uplift and encourage, not to tear down and criticize. In this age of constant communication, where words are often thrown around carelessly, we must pause and consider the impact of our speech. Social media, in particular, provides a platform where words can spread rapidly, either bring healing or causing harm. Let us be mindful of our online interactions, ensuring that our words align with the teachings of Christ. James 3:6 compares the tongue to a fire, capable of setting an entire forest ablaze. It highlights the potential for our words to cause widespread damage, if not used responsibly. Therefore, let us exercise self-control and seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit before speaking, especially in moments of anger or frustration. Furthermore, our sermon today emphasizes the importance of not sharing every detail of our lives, plans, and dreams with everyone we encounter. Proverbs 13:3 states, "Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life." He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. By exercising discretion and discernment, we protect ourselves from unnecessary conflicts and potential harm. The life of Joseph serves as a cautionary tale, teaching us that not everyone needs to know the intimate details of our journey. While Joseph's dreams ultimately came true, the path to their fulfillment was marked by challenges and betrayals that could have been avoided with greater discretion. In Matthew 12:36-37, Jesus imparts a sobering truth about the weight of our words. "I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned." These words underscore the accountability we bear for the way we communicate. Our Savior's call to accountability challenges us to evaluate the intentions behind our words. Are our words spoken from a heart of love, empathy, and humility? Or do they stem from a place of pride, anger, or selfish ambition? Let us remember that our speech reflects the condition of our hearts, and it is through our words that we reveal the true nature of our character. Furthermore, the scriptures guide us on how to navigate relationships and respond to the inevitable challenges of living in a fallen world. In Ephesians 4:29, the Apostle Paul instructs, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." Our words should be a source of grace, building up others and fostering a spirit of unity and encouragement. Consider the example of Mary, the mother of Jesus, as mentioned in Luke 2:19. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. Mary's ability to ponder and hold certain things in her heart without immediately sharing them demonstrates a profound level of wisdom. In our own lives, there are moments when silence becomes a sacred space for reflection, allowing us to hear the whispers of God's guidance and discern the appropriate time to share. As we navigate the complexities of relationships, especially in the age of social media, let us be cautious not to fall into the trap of oversharing. Proverbs 29:11 wisely advises, "A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back." Not every detail of our lives needs to be broadcasted to the world. There is wisdom in discerning what to share and what to keep private. Dear brothers and sisters, let us commit to using our words wisely, recognizing their potential to bring life or death. Let us guard our dreams with a discerning spirit, sharing them with those who genuinely support and uplift us. May the Holy Spirit guide our tongues, that our words may reflect the love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we leave this sacred space today, let us carry the lesson of guarded silence and intentional speech into our daily lives, striving to be vessels of blessing to those we encounter. May God grant us the wisdom to navigate the complexities of communication and the strength to build others up with our words. Now, open your hearts to pray with me. Gracious and loving Father, as we gather before you in this sacred moment, we are humbled by your boundless mercy and overwhelming love. You are the Alpha and Omega, the creator of all things, and the one who holds the universe in your hands. We come before your throne with open hearts, seeking the touch of your divine presence. Lord, we acknowledge the power of your word that brings life, healing, and transformation. We surrender our hearts, minds, and spirits to you, asking for your forgiveness for any words spoken in haste, anger, or thoughtlessness. Cleanse us, O Lord, and renew our tongues to be instruments of your peace. Father, we pray for those who are hurting, broken, and in need of your comforting touch. You are the God of all comfort, and we lift up the wounded hearts, the discouraged souls, and the burdened spirits. Pour out your healing balm upon them, O Lord, and let them feel the warmth of your love wrapping around them like a gentle embrace. We intercede for those who are facing challenges, uncertainties, and struggles. Be their strength. Guide them through the storm, and let your light illuminate their path. In the midst of trials, may they find refuge in your unwavering love and the assurance of your steadfast presence. Lord, touch the hearts of those who are far from you. Draw them close, break down the walls of resistance, and reveal your love in a way that transforms their lives. Use us as vessels of your light to share the good news with those who are lost and searching for meaning. In the name of Jesus, we pray for healing in our land, restoration of broken relationships, and a revival of love and compassion. Let your Holy Spirit move in our midst, igniting a fire of revival that spreads across the nation. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.